Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds. It is great to be with you again today. I hope you're having a great day in the Lord. As we continue along in Psalm 119, we see in verse 5, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statute." As we go through Psalm 119, you'll see so many different prayers that the psalmist lifts up. And here's a short prayer. We don't know what led him to say these, but it's something I think all of us could echo, that we could cry out unto the Lord, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statute." We see here the psalmist's great desire to keep God's word. Deep within his being, each day, it was his quest to do what was pleasing to God. You almost could hear in his voice the cry and disappointment in his lack, in keeping God's word. But in the contrast, we see his determination to keep God's word. I love that about this psalmist. It is his deep within him, that the determination to do what's right before the Lord. We also see this in the life of Paul. He wanted to live a life that was directed by God's word each day. Paul, knowing that he was mortal, and how easy it is to wander from a life filled with God's spirit and not being directed by God's word, I certainly can relate to that. Listen to what Paul said in Romans. "For I know that is in me, that is my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present within me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not do, but the evil which I do would not, I do. Now if I do that which I would not, it is no more that I do, but sin that dwelleth in me." You can find that in Romans chapter 7, started in verse number 18, to read that over. So we find in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, Paul has come to the awareness of that the law is spiritual. While he was a Pharisee, he thought the law as being physical, and its total purpose was to control man's external action. But if we came to the understanding that the law was spiritual, he realized that the law actually condemned him to death, even though he had physically kept the law, and he knew spiritually he had violated it. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, was teaching the law, and the keeping of the law, it was more than just a set of rules that one sets out to keep, but rather it was deep. As all the way, I believe, it was a matter of the heart. One of the examples Jesus makes is on adultery. Remember what he says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. He says, "And you have heard it said of them of old time." Otherwise, your ancestors and your forefathers and the religious leaders that had gone on before you, you have heard them said of old time, "Thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you," this is what Jesus is saying, "that whosoever looketh unto a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." Notice Jesus goes even past the outward action. He goes to the core of it. He goes to the matter of the heart. You see, Jesus was correcting the false teaching that only our outward action is what matters. But Jesus is teaching that God searches the core of our being, our own heart. You can see why the psalmist cried out, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes." Yes, our outward actions do matter, but they always have its base on our inward thoughts and our inward hearts, and our outward action plays out for what we're thinking about and what we're desiring. Paul also found himself in a dilemma. Whenever he would attend to do whatever he tended to do good, evil was present with him. Have you ever found yourself like Paul, saying, "The good that I do, I want to do, I find myself not doing it. Instead, the evil that I do not want to do, I find myself doing"? We see here that Paul had a war going on himself. fighting against his own spirit and in his own mind. Paul, with his mind and heart, wanted to serve the law of God and to keep his statutes. But Jesus said concerning this, and he said it concerning Peter. He said, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Take note of it. Our flesh is weak, standing in our own ability, in our own ability to fight sin. We will fail. He says, our spirit indeed is willing, but our flesh is weak. And that you can find that in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41. I think all of us can relate. We can relate to Paul and the psalmist in that we have had experience of the very same struggles. Even though it's my desire to please God, and I certainly desire to please God at all times, I've not always done what God would have me to do. It isn't that I'm not willing. It isn't that my spirit is not willing. It's my flesh is weak. That's why I believe it's so important, as we've seen in the scriptures, that each day that I choose to walk in the Spirit. Paul writes to us in the book of Galatians, the key to victory to us. He writes for us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. He says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not," notice, "you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." The key is for us to walk in the Spirit. Paul recognized his problem as he ends chapter 7 with this cry, "Oh, wretched man that I am." Can you hear Paul crying that out? "Who shall deliver me from this life controlled by my body?" And he answered his own question, "Thank be unto God, through Jesus Christ our Lord is my deliverance." Like Paul, we can come into a life of victory when you can experience the abundant life of fellowship with God while still living in this body, if we submit our life to the control and the lordship of Jesus Christ, and if we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit each and every day. God has given us. Remember, Jesus said, he says, remember the promise of the Father. What is the promise of the Father to us as believers? That he's going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the one who's going to come alongside to help us, to have victory over our flesh, in order that we might experience the abundant life that God has for us. Please pray and choose to walk in the Spirit. Even as the psalmist cried out, "Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statute." Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you.
Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.